The scene in the Indonesian province of Kalimantan on the island of Borneo is horrific. 5 days of ethnic clashes have left more than 160 people dead, many of them women and children. They are victims of fighting between the indigenous population and migrants from other parts of Indonesia. Thousands of people are now trying to flee the island. The BBC's Richard Galpin reports from Sampit, the town where the violence is the worst. A warning, this story includes graphic descriptions that may be disturbing to some listeners.
The town of Sampit resembles a war zone. Houses belonging to the migrant community are burning, and gangs of armed men from the indigenous Dayak community are roaming the streets, armed with machetes and spears. There are almost 1,000 heavily armed police and troops here, but so far they've not been able to quell the violence. The killings have been continuing, and not just in Sampit, but in other towns and villages. At the main hospital, we came across a pile of almost 30 bodies lying outside. Amongst them were women and children. Several had been decapitated or had limbs hacked off. A medical official described the conflict here as an ethnic war, which was now completely out of control. He said the Dayak community was determined to force the entire population of Madari settlers to leave the area. It's estimated there are at least 60,000 living in this district. Already thousands of migrants are sheltering in makeshift camps in Sampit. A huge camp has sprung up in the grounds of the governor's office under heavy guard by the security forces. More and more people have been arriving throughout the day. They don't have sufficient food or shelter. They're all hoping to be evacuated as soon as possible and taken back to Java and Madura. Three large boats are due to arrive here very soon.
Richard Galpin of the BBC reporting from Sampit, Indonesia.